they schemed us to some things, and you can see that. I know from a defensive perspective, as a defensive player, you know, I know certain things were schemed, you know, like the quick throws at the end, you know. So, I mean, they like I said, they made plays. There was a good coaching, you know. We got to make adjustments. Like you said, there were some guys open, so who managed that? You know, whose zone is that? You know, so we got corrections to make.
And wise words from the future Hall of Fame, Red Reed, as Dean Pease joins us for Game Plan Defense. There were some different wrinkles, some different things they did with Charlie Batch. You give credit to that offensive coaching group and some of the things they dialed up for a quarterback in his third week playing as a starter.
Yeah, they did. They did a good job on, especially at the end. We had kind of anticipated that we were going to get some quick game and screens and things like that with Charlie. Early on, we got a couple of them. We defended them pretty well. They kind of went away from them. The thing that they did is they didn't allow us to pressure, and they left seven guys in protection most of the time. We tried pressure, and I think we called 20 in the game, and really the two scores that we gave up were both on pressures, both the touchdowns, and they did a good job of maxing it up, and so we tried to then go to coverage, and then at the end of the game when they started throwing the quick stuff, we just got to keep our eyes on our guy if we're in man coverage and in our zone, and sometimes we went to make another play, and it cost us.
One of the great examples would be a screen look that they gave you, and everyone on the sidelines, Ray, the guys upstairs, that's their screen look. They alert the screen, then they run Miller on that little seam route. So that's a wrinkle. You give credit for kind of a new wrinkle in a play like that.
Well, they did a good job, too. They put 22 in a tailback, who is their screen guy also, and then they as soon as they released him right away to the flat, Courtney Upshaw did a great job, peeled on him, which we had practiced all week. Unfortunately, we took our eyes off tight end, and they got us.
On those bubble screens, on those looks, some of them are a one-man screen. Some of them he's got a second receiver. They do it a lot of different ways. If you're either pressing or if you're giving them room, they're going to take the bubble. It's kind of a tough spot for a corner to be in, especially with a guy with the speed of a Wallace, some of their receivers.
Well, what they're doing now, a lot of the offenses, is they're built into the running play. So it's not even a check anymore. That instead of the receivers out there blocking anybody, which most of them really don't want to do anyhow, what they do is they run a little bubble screen, and then the quarterback has the prerogative of just turning and throwing the ball to the bubble. Doesn't matter if the offensive lineman's downfield because it's a screen pass. So they just go ahead and run the running play and then run the bubble out here. So then the quarterback says, okay, if I see the look I like, I'll throw the bubble. If not, I'll hand it off to the running back. It's really a good scheme on offense, and it's tough on defense because you still got to defend the run because that's the play that was called in the huddle. It's not a check. It's just an alert by the quarterback.
It is not an easy job you're facing, and certainly not an easy job you're facing moving forward. As you prepare for a week of practice against RG3 and the world saw another kind of coming out party on national television last night, what's the first group of things that you'll say to your guys about him?
Well, the guy's a dynamic player. You can never underestimate his speed or his ability. Here's the thing, though, that we've got to do, and whenever you're playing any kind of option football, but they're not truly all option. I mean, they got plenty of other weapons and just running game. Their zone scheme is in and of itself is a tough scheme. So we just got to play good, fundamental football. This is really going to be one where we have really got to be disciplined. And if you go all the way back to the Philadelphia game, the second game of the season with Michael Vick, there were some times we took our eyes off of what we should be doing downfield and watched Michael, you know, watch Vick, and we can't do that. If you got a job to do playing deep, you got to play deep. If you got the quarterback on the option, you got to take the quarterback on the option. I mean, everybody's got to play disciplined football and be where you're supposed to be and watch what you're supposed to watch.
I'll ask a couple of kind of dumb media/fan questions. Can you spy him, or is he too quick that it's not? You're wasting a guy if you spy him up all the time?
It's not so much you can spy him, but probably more times when you really spy a quarterback is on third down when you're worried about him dropping back and actually throwing the ball and then taking off and scrambling. To spy him in the option game is a little more difficult only from the standpoint of you're taking somebody that you're putting on him, which is great, but there's other parts to the option. There's so many different blocking schemes up front. There's the dive. There's the pitch. There's a lot of other things. Now you're taking somebody then out of the coverage if it's a play-action pass. You just got to decide kind of what you're going to do with him and how you're going to take him out of the game. You absolutely cannot let him just go. But at the same time, just to give a guy spy, it means you're changing 10 other guys' responsibilities too. If you're giving this guy this job, then somebody else got to take that guy's job. It's not always that easy.
How do you simulate it? How difficult is practice? Is it very different for your scout team? Does Tyrod try to run the plays the way that RG3 does? Because it's different kind of looks that your guys don't see all year.
Right. I think every team, we're lucky enough we have Tyrod here, who's a heck of an athlete, and I think will do a great job of showing us as best that he can what they do. A lot of teams that you're on, I think they talked about the Giants use one of their wide receivers to simulate that. And I've been on, you know, other teams where that's what you had to do, just take your best athlete, quickest guy you could find and simulate that. But it really doesn't simulate it because then the guy can't really maybe throw or he really can't pitch. You know, he can't really do the things. We're blessed to have Tyrod. You know, part of the difficulty is going to be, too, is really the upfront guys because the scheme is – you know, they've got their own way of running the option and who they're going to option and who they're going to block, and it's a lot of it is on a read. Well, when you draw a card up for a scout team player, I can't tell you what the read's going to be because I can't tell you what it's going to look like at the end of the play. So sometimes that's the difficulty of it. That's the beauty of this offense. Now, the other side, though, I will say this, Larry, is that they don't always know what they're going to see on defense either.
Well, and again, you've got the zone stretch game with Morris, 1,100 yards, second in the league. So they have a legit Shanahan stretch zone option running game on the other side of that too, correct?
Well, right. Well, that's what I'm sure they put in first because you didn't know whether, you know, RG3 was going to be the guy that he's going to be, right? So you got to say, okay, we got to put in an offense. We can't necessarily be for this guy. So that's what they put in. They put in the Denver zone scheme running game, then decided as things go on, look what we got. We can add all these other wrinkles to it, which is what they've done.
Dean Pease, a week for you guys to play smart and play tough. Thanks for taking some time with
us.
RG3, the challenge at FedEx Field. Stay tuned. Cam Cameron's got game plan offense coming up next.